We're now going to do walking meditation for the next half an hour. Again, those of you who are familiar with this, please do this practice in whatever way you find useful. Remember, as James already mentioned, to avoid the grass, to walk on the pavement. And also, if you wanted, we could walk in here. Some of us could walk in here if you prefer to be indoors. For those of you who have not done walking meditation before, I'll just give a few quick instructions. First of all, walking meditation is just another modality of what we've already been doing. And the point really is not to think of these two postures, sitting and walking, as somehow involving a different kind of meditation. It's just a continuity of the same quality of stillness and attention that you've been trying to develop here. You now do so when you're walking outside. Just as when we sit in meditation, we sit still in a certain posture. Likewise, when we do walking meditation, we walk in a somewhat formal way. And usually this means selecting a piece of ground about 10 yards long, standing at one end for a few moments, just coming back into your breath, into your body, the contact you make with the ground. Of course, you're aware now of things like the wind, there's more noise from the traffic, there's everything you see around you, so it's a much richer sensory field. And when you feel centered, then slowly walk to the end of your 10-yard strip, slightly slower than you normally would. Then you stop, you turn round, and you slowly walk back. Again, very, very simple, but not necessarily very easy, because outside there'll be an awful lot more to distract us. And we might find it rather slightly awkward, perhaps even a bit contrived, to be walking slowly up and down like this. But again, that's something over time one will become familiar with, and you'll find yourself settling into an awareness of the rhythm of the body as it walks. Just as when you attend to the breath, it might feel a little bit artificial in a way to look at the breath. Over time, you get used to just paying attention to your breathing in this way, and it becomes an awareness of your whole body, in the same way as you get used to just being attentive to the rhythm of sensations that accompany the process of walking. Likewise, you slip into a familiarity. It becomes simply another context for focusing your attention, becoming still and attentive to, in this case, the movement of the body rather than the movement of the breath. It's important because it breaks the assumption that meditation means sitting cross-legged on the floor. Meditation is an activity that I have to find a certain kind of cushion to sit on in order to do it. It's pointing to the fact that the kind of awareness or mindfulness or attention that we're developing here is not something that has an exclusively religious or spiritual purpose, but rather it's a quality of being that we seek to integrate into our lives in every situation in which we may find ourselves. So give it a go, and you'll probably find that by the end of the day, if you haven't done this before, it'll start to feel a little bit more natural and easy. But it's also, if you have difficulties with it, that's something we can talk about in the discussion at the end of this morning and even this afternoon. So we'll meet back here. Will there be a bell?
Yeah.
So a bell will be rung at about 25 past 11. And we'll meet back here at 11:30 for another sitting until 12. Thank you.